You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. There's a slight risk of severe weather this afternoon across western Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We've got a cold front that is sweeping across the state, which is also the reason why thunderstorms are going to become more numerous and widespread by tonight. And it looks to line up, packing the risk of high winds up to around 70 miles per hour that could cause some scattered damage. It'll also cool our temperatures down as it stalls over the state, bringing heavy rainfall that could cause potential flooding, and that could start later this week. Widespread 1 inch of rain is expected, and a good 3 to 5 inches is possible in places. So stay dry this week, and don't forget the umbrella. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
There's chances of rain and thunderstorms each day the rest of the week. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Today in city government, the Board of Public Works will get an update on the city brewery's work to stop odors from coming from its treatment plant. Tomorrow, the city's budget committee meets to work on next year's operating budget. Later this week, the Economic and Community Development Commission will have action items on projects at Gateway Commons and the Chalmers Development. Most committees still have to meet between now and July 10th, the next full Common Council meeting. A former La Crosse mayor has found new work. Mitch Reynolds, whose mayoral tenure lasted one term after he decided not to seek re-election, is joining the Mid-America Clean Future Alliance. Reynolds will be a program specialist for the group, which works with communities near the Mississippi River. The group started last fall under the direction of Mississippi River Cities and Towns Initiative Director Jennifer Wendt. Reynolds was a member of the initiative while he served as mayor of La Crosse. A group of lawyers working to help people with immigration issues is looking to expand their operations. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Grant Sovereign is the president of the board of the Community Immigration Law Center. Essentially, the people there work like public defenders for folks who need immigration lawyers. Technically, immigration offenses are civil, not criminal.
We all know what a public defender is. If you can't afford one, you certainly shouldn't go to jail simply because you can't afford a lawyer. But that's exactly what happens in the immigration context, is you can sit in detention, which is a jail, for 6 months, a year, 18 months.
They've been busy since the Trump administration ramped up efforts to deport people and deport them quickly. The only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin is in Juneau.
All of their 200 beds seem to be full with immigrants these days.
Silk exists to make sure everyone gets due process.
We have rules. We all want the rules to apply to everybody, but we all want those rules to apply evenly, and not just because you can afford a lawyer, you can't afford a lawyer, or there aren't enough available. In Wisconsin, there's probably maybe 10 or 15 lawyers who know how to do deportation defense because it hasn't been an issue before.
Now, Silk wants to expand and be able to help more people.
We would like to be a public defender service for the whole state. We have 6 lawyers now who spend weekends and nights trying to help people.
The Community Immigration Law Center is holding a fundraiser with a matching grant from the Madison Community Foundation. The goal is to raise $100,000 in June. We'll have a link at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The group is motivated to grow due to the increase in deportations under the Trump administration. Wisconsin Republicans are looking to cut $87 million from the universities of Wisconsin system. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Grulot.
Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer of Racine calls that completely unacceptable and said Wednesday that would have serious consequences for economies across Wisconsin.
A cut like that could mean closed campuses, with Platteville, River Falls, or Stevens Point Marathon County at risk. A cut like that would have consequences for thousands of students, staff, and faculty, and is just unacceptable.
That proposed cut is a far cry from the UW system's requested $856 million budget increase, but something Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says his Republican caucus supports.
It's not about cutting money. What it is about getting some kind of reforms to the broken process that we currently have. Look, this is not a new topic for Republicans. I think we look and say that there is still too much political correctness on campus. We don't have enough respect for political diversity.
Voss referenced hate directed at Jewish students without explaining how cutting the budget would address those issues. Any budget containing that large a cut to the system could face a veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
In addition to the state legislature proposing a cut in funding to UW, The federal government is proposing its own series of cuts to higher education. Once again this summer, Gunderson is offering free meals for children. Amplify Health by Gunderson will serve the free meals at its cafeteria for anyone under 18 years old from 6:30 until 9:30 a.m. and from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Meals are available Monday through Friday except for federal holidays. Gunderson will serve the free meals through August 20th. Funding for the free meals comes from the USDA. A full list of summer meal programs for kids in Wisconsin can be found on the DPI website or by calling 211. After a sunny and hot weekend, we'll be in for a different weather pattern this week. Today, temperatures and dew points will stay high through the afternoon, with highs around 90 degrees. Storms will begin to move in this afternoon, some of which could be severe. Showers and storms will continue for the next few days, with highs dropping to around 80 degrees. We'll see another warm-up towards the end of the week, with chances of rain each day. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers and Pittsburgh Pirates. Beginning a three-game series at American Family Field tonight, the Brewers went from a 9-3 lead over the Twins yesterday to a 9-8 win, thanks to closer Trevor McGill, manager Pat Murphy.
When leverage guys come in with a big margin, sometimes things are different. That's kind of the story of that. But they held it together, and McGill was terrific. You know, McGill was terrific.
NBA, Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets in a blockbuster deal with the Phoenix Suns. The Oklahoma City Thunder, 103-91, to win their first NBA title. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton suffering a torn Achilles in the first quarter. Racing, Alex Palou winning the XPEL Grand Prix at Road America on a very hot day at Elkhart Lake.
It was a crazy race. It was a crazy race for us. At moments, I thought we were losing a ton of positions and we were making. It was a tough race for everybody.
That's Indy driver Alex Palou with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Danny Boyle is back with the release of 28 Years Later, his long-awaited third installment of the 28 Days franchise. In a recent article in Variety, the Slumdog Millionaire Oscar-winning director says, due to cultural appropriation, he probably couldn't direct a film like Slumdog Millionaire nowadays, but says he's okay with that and that he would want a young Indian director to have that opportunity to tell the story. What a cool dude. Boyle's other credits include Trainspotting and 127 Hours. Timothy Oliphant is on a roll. The star of Justified has a new show on Apple TV Plus called Lucky, where he stars opposite Anna Taylor-Joy. But Oliphant wasn't done. He still managed to find room in his calendar to join the cast of another Apple show called Stick, alongside Owen Wilson. The Emmy-nominated Oliphant will next be seen in FX's Alien Earth, which drops in August, and he will join a new Peacock show called Five Star Weekend. Cha-ching. Believe it or not, Hollywood is making a sequel. In this case, it is the fourth in a series of Meet the Parents films. The Hollywood Reporter says Owen Wilson has officially signed on to the project, joining Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, and newcomer to the cast, Ariana Grande. It's always nice to have a fresh face. Paramount Pictures is teaming up with Universal for the latest installment, which is co-written by John Hamburg, who also co-wrote the previous three films and will direct this new chapter. If you listen to Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network, you've probably heard me talk about this franchise quite a bit, as it was started by frequent guest and writer Greg Liana, whose $50,000 independent film ended up at Universal Studios and is now one of the highest-grossing live-action comedy franchises ever. Meet the Parents is expected to hit theaters Thanksgiving of 2026. What is most often referred to as the first summer blockbuster turned 50 on Friday. Jaws, the movie that made people even scared to go into swimming pools, was released on June 20th, 1975. According to Variety, the film brought as much drama behind the scenes as it did to the big screen. Director Steven Spielberg was just 27 years old at the time he was put in charge of a film that ended up grossly over budget and ended up being 100 days behind schedule. The original budget was $8 million and ended up ballooning to a paltry, at least by today's standards, $16 million. According to Variety, Spielberg says he was often worried he would be replaced, as the studio blamed him in part for the extravagant cost overruns. Spielberg, for authenticity's sake, insisted on shooting in actual open waters off Martha's Vineyard. To this day, Spielberg calls the project an impossible effort. There are those that say Jaws changed the movie business, and some think it's for the worse. Fun fact, the Jaws shark was designed by current Marinette resident Rusty Wolf. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be hot and muggy again today. That heat index will be pushing 100 once again this afternoon. And then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later today. Some of those strong to severe with hail, wind, even an isolated tornado possible. Stay weather aware today and this evening. Tomorrow, it will be cooler. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.